Having Sage-approved audio for our car rides is a literal lifesaver for my nervous system, and I love making lists of podcasts to share with him when he's ready. I was so excited to hear about a new show called Mysteries About True Histories, affectionately known as MATH, Math, geared toward the 6-plus crowd. Every episode follows two best friends, Max and Molly, who work together to solve riddles and math equations during their time-traveling adventures. Recently, we had some family visiting, and on our way to dinner, we popped on an episode of Mysteries About True Histories, Math, with my niece and nephew in the car. In this episode, Max and Molly travel back in time to solve a mystery from the Order of the Problem Solvers, along with lots of kid humor mixed in. It was a fun way to enjoy our car ride together and opened the door for some interesting conversation about history and understanding some of the mysteries of the past. Episodes drop every Thursday and are about 15 minutes long, the perfect length for car rides and mealtimes, and stacked with so much laughter that your kiddos won't even realize how much they're learning. So tune in to Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods.
You're listening to Voices of Your Village. This is episode 162. Folks, that time of year is almost here again where we change the clocks. I know it's such a doozy, and every single time this comes around, twice a year, here we are with the spring daylight savings time. Every time it comes around, y'all are like, help. Don't worry, we've got your back here. This episode is going to guide you through what to pay attention to, what doesn't matter, and how to come back from this after the fact if you're still seeing sleep challenges. Remember, it is 1 hour and we can totally do this. We have an outline for you here. And head on over to seed.sleep on Instagram as Rach shares about daylight savings time in real time to support you through this. All right, let's dive in.
Welcome to Voices of Your Village, a place where parents, caregivers, teachers, and experts come to support one another on this wild ride of raising tiny humans. We combine decades of experience with the latest research to create the modern parenting village. Let's dive into honest conversation about real parenting challenges so it doesn't have to be this hard. I'm your host, Lissa Blass Campbell.
Hey guys, originally I was going to rebroadcast our old Daylight Savings Time episode for this year, and I went back to listen to it to see like, oh, did I mention specific dates? Is there anything that I need to update? And it starts off and I literally sound like I'm asleep recording it. So I was like, we're not rebroadcasting this. So I'm here to do this again because this is all about progress, not perfection. That episode might have great content in it, but man, I sound like I was sleeping through it. So let's do this again. I want to keep this short and sweet because I don't want to overthink daylight savings time. I think so often we get more nervous about what it's going to be than what it actually is. Okay, anytime that we're looking at sleep, we're looking at the two sleep drives, circadian rhythm, that's your 24-hour clock, and sleep pressure. Sleep pressure is being the right amount of tired when a kid goes down. So not being overtired, not being undertired, like that magic window, we're like perfect amount of tired. So the thing with daylight savings time is that we're messing with the 24-hour clock. We're going to jump ahead and lose an hour in the day. And so if you have a system right now that's working for you, what this is going to mean is waking your child up when the clock says the desired wake time. So say your desired wake time is 6:30 in the morning. The clock is going to jump ahead. So their body is going to feel like 5:30. You have a half an hour cushion here. So you could wake them up at 7 or 6:30, but you have a half an hour cushion. So their body's going to feel like 5:30 when it's 6:30. So if you wake them up at when the clock says 7, their body's going to feel like 6. That's okay. They're going to be a little snoozy, but they'll be a half an hour off, and you can make up that half an hour during the day. If you want to like be proactive about this, what you can do is put them to bed an hour or a half an hour early the night before. What this would mean is like maybe capping their nap so that they have the right amount of wake period before bedtime. This is going to depend on your kiddo's age or stage. Say they take one nap in the middle of the day, you would wake them up a half an hour earlier from nap and then put them to bed a half an hour earlier than normal so that they are getting a little more sleep than if you just like cut them off in the morning. We're going to control the environment when it comes to light. So we want to expose kids to light, to sunlight, to manufactured light. If you live in Vermont and you're like, oh great, sunlight ends at 5:30, then we want to keep the lights on in the house, etc., until about a half an hour before bedtime. And then you can start to like wind that down. In the morning, when we're waking them up, we want them in the dark until the desired wake time. So when it is the desired wake time, you're going to turn on the lights to tell the body like, oh, it's morning. And this is going to help reset the circadian rhythm. We're really playing with light. And then this next step is tweaking the sleep pressure. So if your kiddo has not been waking up at the time you want, say they've been waking up at 5 a.m. and you want them to wake up at 6 a.m., do nothing. Do nothing, because the clock is going to say 6 a.m. when it's 5 a.m., so they're going to wake up. The clock's going to say 6, and now you get to operate on this new time where the clock says 6, and then depending on their age, if they're on 2 naps, you're going to put them down for a nap in about 2.5 hours for their first nap at about 8:30. And then again, you're going to give them about 3 hours of wake time in the middle of the day. You're just going to operate as if like this is the new 6 o'clock, because this is the new 6 o'clock. So if they've been waking up early, daylight savings time is here to save you. The key here is making sure that their sleep pressure is good to support them for that nighttime sleep that evening. So if they are now up at the new 6 o'clock, we would want them going to bed that night at around 7 p.m. to maintain that like 7 p.m. to 6 a.m.-ish time. Remember, most kiddos do about 11 hours of overnight sleep. Some kids do about 12. Some kids do closer to 10. Most kids fall in around 11 hours.
It's so frustrating to spend the money and effort to buy your kids clothes just to have them grow out of the size within a week, or have your kids complain that they itch, pinch, or just aren't comfortable. If you're with me on this, you've got to check out Posh Peanut. Their sensitive, skin-friendly clothes are made from viscose from bamboo, stretch with your kid as they grow, and they're also made to last. Posh Peanut makes thoughtfully crafted, super cute clothing for kids and families. It is the softest thing, y'all. The design is all done in-house with different patterns, and it came in the mail and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to wear this for myself every day. Their luxe women's pajamas and robes were all that I wanted to wear postpartum for nursing and hanging out on the couch with Mila. It helps so much that the fabric is breathable and chemical-free, which means they're delicate against Mila's sensitive skin too. And I totally get why Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents. Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code VILLAGE. Go to poshpeanut.com/VILLAGE and use promo code VILLAGE for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/VILLAGE, promo code VILLAGE. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being back to work after maternity leave has been so good and frankly so hard. I love what I do and I missed collaborating with my team while I was out, and it's been a tough transition. The combination of a packed schedule and still being the milk machine for Mila Bean, it's hard to juggle everything. I feel so grateful for my weekly therapy hour. Sometimes I'm just holding so much and I need a safe space to let it out and get it off my chest. I've noticed that when I don't release it, it comes out anyway, but usually in ways that aren't aligned with how I want to show up in the world. BetterHelp is such a convenient, flexible option for parents who just can't take the travel time to get to an in-person therapy visit. It's entirely online. You can show up in your jammies, always a win in my book, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and you're on your way to feeling heard. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/voices today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/voices.
We heard you loud and clear and are excited to announce a payment plan for Mama's Getaway this year. A bunch of you reached out and said you really want to be able to come and were wondering if we could break up the payments into a few months. So we are offering a payment plan where you can do 4 installments of $159 a month. We want you to be able to join us in Watertown, New York, September 25th and 26th this year to dive deep into this work. Mama's Getaway is unlike any other thing that we do. It's our only in-person event, and in-person is just so different than any other space. When we are in-person, we can dive into this work in a deeper way. We have guests that come and present. It's like a workshop for parenting. We get to go into your patterns and habits from childhood and how they're informing how you're showing up today. We get to help you build some tools for yourself, for your partnership, for navigating boundaries with in-laws and parents and other folks in your village. We also go deep into what this work looks like with the tiny humans and how to support your unique child. It's a series of workshops on Saturday and on Sunday. Breakfast and lunch are included. And then we have a Mama's Mingle on Saturday night. It's totally optional. If you want to take off your workshop hat and come out and hang out and connect with other moms who are doing this work, our villages have been in isolation for so long at this point, and we are looking forward to connecting in person. I will be there with my little babe as well. It'll be the only in-person event that I am doing in 2021. So come join us. Head over to mamasgetawayweekend.com and sign up today for $159. You are worth taking care of.
I created a free guide for you that kind of outlines like a sample schedule and some timing to pay attention to here for sleep pressure. So really that's what you're going to be looking at is like, when do I need to wake a kid up by, or when do they need to be in bed by based off of their sleep pressure? So head on over to seedandsow.org/sleep and snag that freebie to help guide you through like, what should this sleep pressure look like? Also, if you aren't already following, head over to Instagram and follow seed.sleep. Rachel is amazing. She's produced so many great graphics that are really helpful, but she'll be walking y'all through daylight savings time, and she can do a little Q&A sesh with you to help you troubleshoot in real time, like, what is this looking like? Head on over, follow seed.sleep on Instagram to get Rachel's support as you navigate daylight savings time. And as always, take a deep breath, man. This is temporary. We are here to support you. You aren't alone here. It may take a couple days to regulate if you see changes in their schedule. That's okay. We've got you. All right, y'all. Buckle up. You've got this. Come follow along on Instagram and we'll support you through it. Snag that free sleep guide at seedandsow.org/sleep.
Thanks for tuning in to Voices of Your Village. Check out the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at voicesofyourvillage.com. Did you know that we have a special community for all of you to be a part of so that we can all gather together to raise emotionally intelligent humans? Head on over to Facebook, search Seed and Sow : Voices of Your Village and dive into that Facebook group. We cannot wait to hang out with you and collaborate on raising these tiny humans. If you're digging this podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts, scroll down, click those stars, and leave a review. It really fills my heart to hear from all of you.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us